Radio. Good morning. Yes, it is a good morning so far. You're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble, and I'll be here until, forever, it seems like. 1 o'clock, I guess, is when I get to go home. They've got me chained in here, and what we're going to talk about today is just going to be all the things I love to do. I couldn't think of anything else. I looked at my little puppy dog, who's my executive director, and I said, "Buddy, what are we talking about tomorrow?" This was last night. And he looked at me as if I was an idiot, and I agreed. Okay, we will talk about things that I really enjoy in life. It was wonderful to hear Janice Stillman from Old Farmer's Almanac on Scott's show. It was a rerun, but I really enjoyed listening to it because that's one of the things, one of the three things that I've marked down are some of my favorite things to do. The three things, I'll just start it right out and tell you what the three things are: camping, gardening, and music. And when I say camping, that could be RVing or camping in a tent, any type of roughing it. At my age and my wife's age, we don't rough it anymore. We try not to anyway. But that's what I thought we'd talk about this morning. And then we will have a swap shop coming up at 12:15. And I did notice a couple of yard sales going on. So if you've got a yard sale going on this weekend, give us a call. And we'll announce it here on the show. During Swap Shop. Now, not now, during Swap Shop, which is at 12:15, we'll announce where your yard sale is, and we'll try and get some people out your way. What do you think about that? Anyway, that's our job here. We're the talking place here in Marion, Ohio. And today, I'm just going to kind of wing it. I'm going to try to think of fun things that have happened to me while I was camping, or fun things that have happened to me while I was gardening, or fun things that have happened to me while I was listening to music. I also need to add to that. What do I need to add to that? I forgot. I'll get back to it. Well, I'll remember. You know, that's what happens as you get older. You start forgetting things. Actually, I've been forgetting things since I was about 3, I think. I've always forgotten stuff. Maybe it's not really an old man's disease. Maybe it's a permanent fixture in my life. And my wife keeps saying that she's forgetting things. So maybe some older people start to forget more than others. But I've been forgetting all my life. Anyway, one of the things that we were talking about this morning with Janice Stillman from Old Farmer's Almanac was gardening. And gardening has really blossomed in the United States lately. I'm going to try to have Dr. Marilyn Coleman on next Thursday, and she'll talk about some things that we can do in the month of May for gardening. And every time she's on, I learn something brand new that I hadn't heard before. And so I'm looking forward to it. I hope she can make it. I've sent her a message and asked her. And so hopefully she'll get back with me and tell me she can make it. But right now, my garden's kind of fun. Because I have a lot of squirrels in my neighborhood, and they all come and they've buried stuff. Well, it's not fun to have to shoo them out of the yard because they're digging up their nuts and stuff. But it's fun to see them, and so I look out the window every morning two or three times, and if I see a squirrel out there and he's not doing anything but eating the bird seed that's fallen from my bird feeder, I leave him alone. But if he's digging in one of my gardens, I do open the door real fast and they run away. my son has a dog in his vineyard. He calls him his vineyard dog. And Louis, he says the word squirrel to Louis, and Louis tears out the door and goes looking for the squirrels that are in the vineyard and does scare them all away. Now, my dog wouldn't have any idea. He's an executive producer. He doesn't do that sort of stuff. That's beneath him. But Buddy will go out and sit with me while I do that. That's kind of another fun thing I do, is I sit and I just watch the grass grow. I don't know why I find it fun. I didn't used to when I was a kid. I'm sure you didn't either. How many times did you sit there in the back of the car going someplace, or sit there eating lunch and say, "I'm bored. Hey, let's go to the phone. We got somebody else that's got some fun stuff going on." Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Just wondered if we could do a real quick public service announcement.
Absolutely. Tell me.
Goody gun drop. Tonight at 636 El Fountain Avenue, which for anyone that doesn't know that, is the big brick building next to Colonial Corn Laundromat.
Okay.
That is the Breaking Bread Food Pantry.
Okay.
So that'll be going on between 3 and 5.
Okay. And what's going on? What are you doing?
Food pantry.
Just the food pantry will be open.
Yeah, bring your ID. You can drive through and throw a box of food.
It's a drive-through thing. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one more moment here. What time was that again?
Between 3 and 5.
Between 3 and 5 tomorrow?
Tonight.
Yep. Okay. I will announce that.
36 Belfont Avenue, right next to Colonial Coin. It's a big building.
Okay. I will announce that on Swap Shop. If you have any friends, or if you've got a second to call me during Swap Shop, we'll announce it again then. But I'll announce it automatically, all right?
Yeah, nothing like community coming together to help people out. Okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We need to do that.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Great. All right, did you hear that? 636 Bell Fountain Avenue. They're going to have the food pantry. There is going to have a food pantry drive-through thing where you can drive through and pick up a box of food for your family. So they're going to help out there. That's going to go on from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Don't forget to do that. All right, if you need some food, there are people in Marion that are more than willing to help you out. As a matter of fact, one of the things I've thought about, if I'm so lucky that Mother Nature allows me to have a surfeit, that's one of my favorite words, surfeit, that means too much or a lot. If Mother Nature gives me a surfeit of vegetables, I'm going to take them to whatever food pantry I can. Now, I always have a surfeit of herbs, and I hadn't even thought of taking that to a food pantry, but you know, it would be nice to be able to put some sage on the food you've gotten from the food pantry, or put a little bit of oregano on there, or I have oregano, garlic, sage, rosemary, you name it, I got it out in my garden. Some of it hadn't popped up yet, but I've got it out there. All right. So don't forget, tonight, between 3 and 5, if you need some food to help out, go out to 636 Bell Fountain Drive Avenue, and the food pantry, there'll be a drive-thru, and they'll give you a box of food to tide you over. Let's help each other, right? I'm so tired of people not helping each other, aren't you? Yeah, it's a shame. And as I get older, the older I get, I know this isn't true. There are a lot of older guys that I know are not very forgiving. But as I get older, I just don't understand why we don't forgive each other for that. There are things that you can't forgive. If you know, it's impossible to forgive somebody for murdering somebody. But I guess it's not impossible. You can forgive them. You probably won't forget it. But boy, people hate people for the stupidest reasons. And, you know, all that effort they put into the hate and the anger and stuff like that, all they're doing is hurting themselves. That person doesn't care whether you hate them or otherwise. Well, anyway, I always find it remarkably funny how stupid it is to dislike somebody for something they do. Now, I understand it. I've done it too. But I look at myself sometimes and say, now why in the world are you so upset with that person, wearing the blue jeans down around their derriere? There's nothing to be upset about. If they want to look like that, that's their problem. Now, if they drop them below, you know, and they're showing something that's not good for the public to see, that's a different story. But I've never seen that. So, well, yes, I have seen that. Matter of fact, I've gone streaking myself once or twice when I was a young dude. It was kind of stupid. And I apologize to everybody who happened to see me running through the street of, where was it, Valparaiso? Or South Bend? No, Valparaiso. I apologize. All right. Anyway, we were talking about, what were we talking about? We were talking about gardening. Gardening is so much fun. And like our caller just said, you can help other people out by providing it to a lot of food pantries will take your food from you if you have a surfeit of it. And there's that word again. And if you do, you could give them a call and say, hey, I've got 20 extra tomatoes. Would you like them? And they'll tell you whether they can take them or not. Now, you can understand why some places won't take them, because they don't know what you've put on that. You may have put some really bad poison on your tomatoes that are going to make people sick. But in most cases, people don't do that. I would say 99.99999% of the people in this world wouldn't even think of doing that sort of thing. So, anyway, call them and ask them if they can use them, and if they can, get them out there and help other people. There's no sense in leaving them on the ground in your garden. Get them to people. They may not be the most beautiful tomatoes in the world. Nobody, when you're eating tomato, how many people say, oh, that was a beautiful tomato? Not very many. Now, they may say it when it's put on their plate, but rarely will they say that while they're eating a tomato. And if it's in a sauce, I'll guarantee you they won't say that. All right? So gardening, all sorts of things going on right now. I got fired up because Ben, my favorite guy on YouTube to watch about gardening, he told me all the different plants that I could plant when the freeze still might come on. So I planted a bunch of things right before we left for California, which was almost a month ago. And they're all blossoming. Oh, I pulled up a radish today that was the most gorgeous radish. Now, it was very small, but it was the most gorgeous radish I have ever had come out of my garden. Perfectly round. The leaves were unattached by any critter, uneaten by any critter. It was just gorgeous. It was so pretty. I put it in, and now if my wife's listening, look on the kitchen windowsill. I put it in a little vase so that she can look at this really pretty little radish that's growing there. Now, I pulled it too early. If I had waited another week, it would have been big enough to eat. Now, I'm going to eat it anyway, but there won't be, it might be just a touch of a taste to my salad tonight. So anyway, that's one of the plants that's coming up. I also have a bunch of beets coming up, which is kind of fun. Now, I don't know how to do Harvard beets, but my wife does, and I love Harvard beets. So we'll have those. They're still maybe a week or so away. I got my first five, so far it's just five, but five potato bushes starting. They poked up through the ground, and then I covered the ground with some straw, and they've already come through the straw. So as soon as all, I think I have 12 planted, and as soon as all 12 poke their little heads above the first layer of straw, I'm going to put more straw down, and I will build the straw, which protects the potatoes from turning green. If the potatoes turn green, you don't want to eat them, but it protects them from turning green, and it adds to the number of potatoes that you can grow right in a small plot of land on your property. Something else I my gardening, I also have decided I want a pretty garden at night. I found my son told me, my young son told me about fairy lights. I had never heard of fairy lights. And they're little tiny lights. They're LEDs that are attached to a long wire. And they use very, very little energy so that you can run, let's see, I think there are 30 on this string, which allowed me to wrap it around my tree that I started as a baby and is now about 8 inches, it's more like 12 inches across the trunk. And I wrapped it around all the way up to as high as I could reach it. And I have, at night after 8 o'clock, because it has a little timer on it, at 8 o'clock my lights go on. And, oh, my backyard is beautiful with those. And I think it cost me $4, something like that. It was really cheap. It was on sale. I'm going to try to get more fairy lights if I can figure out where to put them. That's the key. You have to figure out a place where you can put them. And these operate on a battery, but you can buy some that operate on solar. So they will. You can just leave them on forever. These have three switches, off, on, and on for 8 hours. 8 hours. 6 hours. One of the two, I'm not sure which. So they conserve your batteries. But they use so little juice that your batteries should last a pretty long time. And it makes my backyard so pretty. And these are colored lights. Now you can get white lights or yellow lights. I suppose you can probably get any color you want individually. But these are multiple colors. And what else? I've become a true believer in Dollar Tree. Now, I know they did not pay for this, for me to say this, so this is not a commercial. It's just a fact. I found that on YouTube, if you go to YouTube and you put in interesting gardening ideas or interesting purchase, you can find dozens of places where they talk about Dollar Tree and how you can save so much money. Well, I bought five of those little things that you stick in the ground and the light comes on and they're solar, and I figured, well, none of them will work, or half of them will burn out immediately, or half of them won't work at all. So I put them in the ground by one of my raised beds, and all of them work. Now, today they probably won't work tonight because the sun's not going to come out that much, so they won't get much solar. But if it's a sunny day, they are bright and beautiful. So my backyard has multiple color lights going up the tree on the right side of my backyard. And on the left side of my yard, by one of my raised beds, it has the little white lights that go across the front of them. And I found, also at Dollar Tree, little, they look like lanterns that are really small. You know, you have to turn these on and off, but they have little lights in it that flicker like they're a burning candle. And I have those out. I put those on when I think about it. I don't leave them on because they probably are burning up more juice than I need to give them. But anyway, I'm having a great time just decorating my backyard. Now I went to Salvation Army again. Nobody paid me to say this. I went to Salvation Army and found a great little, kind of heavy table made out of 2x4s, I think it is. So it was pretty heavy to get it home. But it's got a beautiful design on the top, and it's kind of crackled on the top like it's really old, and I'm sure it's not. But I put that out in my yard because I really didn't care. It didn't cost very much, and I really didn't care if it got rained on. And now I've got all my bedding plants that I'm going to be putting out today, tomorrow, and, well, whenever I can get out when it's not raining. And so we're going to start putting out the tomatoes and the cucumbers and all the stuff that you have to wait until after the frost goes away. Well, anyway, that's kind of a fun thing I do. Now, when I was a little guy, now I'm going to be talking about these three items, gardening, music, and camping, during this whole two-hour period. So I may ramble a bit. I hope you don't mind. We're just talking, right? We're just old friends sitting around talking. And I'm taking over the conversation. Unfortunately, you don't have an opportunity. But if you'd like to call in, you can talk about your garden or your music that you love or when you go camping. The number here is 740-383-9944. I'll tell you that in about a minute. So that'll give you about a minute to go get that pencil so you can write it down. But anyway, we're talking about gardening. And I was going to tell you, the reason why I'm a gardener is when I was a little guy, and I mean a little guy, I think I started gardening at about age 5. I think that's when my father got his first little... one of our parishioners was a very wealthy farmer, and he'd give Dad as a supplement to his income. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but ministers don't make a lot of money. Or most of the ministers don't make a lot of money. There are some that are mega millionaires, but my dad was not one of those. Anyway, what was his name? Blad. Mr. Blad gave us usually about an acre of land to farm if we wanted to. Now, we never did. We usually farmed maybe, well, we gardened maybe, 20 feet by 50 feet, something like that. Anyway, that's when I started at age 5 because my dad and mom and I think probably my brother and sister helped a little, but we were given the property to do that. And so we would raise a lot. My mother loved beans, so we'd raise a lot of beans. And we raised beans. We did raise some tomatoes. We didn't raise a lot because I don't think anybody in my family liked tomatoes that much. What else did we do? We raised, cucumbers. We always raised cucumbers. And we usually would raise two rows since we had it was a really long garden that we would do, kind of narrow, but really long. And we would raise two rows. You always, when you plant corn, you always have to have at least two rows because they pollinate each other. We'd plant two or four rows of corn. Sometimes it came up really well, and sometimes it didn't come up. Well, it would come up, but it wouldn't give us very good ears of corn. Hey, if you do want to call in, 740-383-9944. We got about 20 minutes until we'll switch over to our break, and then we'll come back, and we're talking about... my fun stuff. You know, I know this is kind of self-serving, isn't it? But I'm I hope you have a good time talking, thinking about your fun stuff. What do you do for fun? One of the other things that I forgot to write down that I do for fun, and that was the thing I was trying to think of earlier, was sailing. I absolutely love to sail. Let me tell you a little bit why I love to sail. All right? Now, my wife hates sailing. My three children hate sailing. And I'll tell you why. Because they've sailed with me. My only sailboat that I've ever owned was a 14-foot Flying Junior, which is a really small boat, very tender. And when you're talking about a sailboat being tender, it tipped back and forth very easily. If you got into it, it would definitely tip. Hang on, I'm going to have a sip of coffee. I'm glad I took that sip of coffee because it's starting to get cool. I don't like cool coffee. Anyway, every time I took any of my kids out or my wife, I would tip it over by accident. And I promise you, it was always by accident. It was usually not me that tipped it over, but they didn't know how to get in and out of the boat. So when they step on the side rail of the boat, it would tip over. Even though I would tell them, step to the middle of the boat. They never remembered that. So, and a couple of times I had, I'm not sure which one of my sons, but I had one of my sons out, and we were in pretty deep water, and he leaned too far one way, and the wind shifted, and he went over, and he thought he was going to drown. Now, we were good sailors. We always wore our safety equipment, life vest. And when I used to race sailboats in out of Chicago area, we would wear harnesses in case we got thrown over the side, and saved my life once. Well, I don't know if I would have died. I might have been able to swim to shore. The only dangerous fish out in the middle of Lake Michigan is a carp. It might suck your toe off. I don't know. But anyway, that's the reason why my family does not sail with me, is because I really, I kind of enjoy tipping. Okay, I did away with the coffee because it was getting way too cool and making me cough. But I do like sailing. One of the things I like about sailing, my wife doesn't understand this, but I like the peace and quiet. I talk all the time on the radio, so you'd think I like to talk. Not so much. I'm really not a big talker. I'm an extrovert, so when I'm around other people, I kind of monopolize the conversation, I guess. I don't intend to do that, but I do. My wife tells me I do. I prefer sitting and looking than sitting and talking. If I'm in a crowd of people that I don't know very well, I will sit and listen to them for, an hour. Now, once I get to know who they are, I will blab my big mouth off. But if I don't know who they are, I'm kind of quiet. But I am an outgoing person if I know you, and I apologize to all my friends who I talk too much around. But anyway, the part of the sailing, if you've ever heard the song Sailing by Christopher Cross, that in a nutshell tells you why I like sailing. Sailing away makes you what does he say that? I would sing it, but you wouldn't want to hear it. It makes you kind of drift off into another dimension. You start to think about things that are beautiful. You start to think about you hear the wind. And on a sailboat, if you don't hear the wind, you're just sitting there. And that's one of the worst things in the world, being on a sailboat with zero wind, listening to the halyard clang on the mast. Okay, I better explain that. The halyard is the rope that pulls the sail up and down, and the mast is the pipe that sticks straight up and holds the sail up. But anyway, listening to that is kind of annoying, especially if you're on a race, and that's happened to me, where we sat and listened to the halyard clang against the mast for 2 days on the Chicago to Mackinac race that we were on. And it wasn't just us. There were probably 80 boats around us, and we could hear all of their halyards clanging on their masts. And then people got a little crazy. That's kind of fun part of it. People got crazy because you aren't allowed to turn your engines on. If you do, you're disqualified from the Chicago to Mackinac race. Oh, by the way, you can't flush your toilet either. So that was getting pretty full. But it's kind of fun being stuck becalmed like that, because everybody was watching for a little wisp to come across. You can see it on the water. You can see little tiny ripples, I guess you'd say, coming across at you, and everybody would look for that, and they would set their really light sails. These sails you can see through, they're so light, and they would set them and try to turn them in the right direction to catch that wind. And that was kind of fun. But then when that was, and everybody would do it at the same time, but when that was over, somebody'd turn on their music and blast it really loud. And then sometimes we'd start singing with the music that was playing out in the middle of Lake Michigan. Another neat thing about that particular part of sailing is if you're in the middle of a huge lake like Lake Michigan or Lake Erie or Lake Huron, and it's the middle of the night, to look straight up, if you're not near shore, if you're out like Lake Michigan, I'm not sure how wide it is, probably 50 miles wide. It's 333 miles from north to south. So you're out pretty far. And there are no street lights out there, by the way. No car lights. No sound. You can see the Milky Way. And I mean, you can see the Milky Way. You almost feel the Milky Way. It's so vivid in its colors. There is nothing but starlight above you. Now, we never see that here in Marion. My wife and I have tried to go outside of Marion and park at a place where there are no lights. But you can't get far enough away from Marion in 5 minutes or 10 minutes to avoid the city lights of Marion. I know that doesn't sound right, but Marion has city lights at night. So anyway, it's just beautiful. And if you've ever had that opportunity, it does take your breath away. Now, we happened to be out one year when they were having bombing runs. There's an Air Force site up in it's either in northern Michigan or northern Illinois or someplace. And they'd fly over Lake Michigan on a bombing run, and they'd zoom over the top of us, I don't know how many, maybe 1,000 feet off the ground, and to watch these really wild-looking jets fly over you, and they're flashing their colors, and it was always spectacular. Anyway, that's kind of the sailing thing. Usually you don't sail in the winter. There are people that do have ice sailboats. But usually it's really nice and hot, and you've gotten all sweaty, and you get out on the water, and it cools you way down, because the water doesn't warm up as fast as the air. And so it could be a 90 degree day outside, but if you get out a mile off the shore of Lake Michigan or Lake Erie, that temperature drops quite a bit because of the cooling effect of the water all around you. Let me look at the time. Yeah, we got about 13 minutes, and we'll be shooting the breeze today. You can call in and shoot the breeze with me if you care to, 383-9944. And hey, don't forget that they are going to have that drive-through food pantry giveaway tonight at 636 Bell Fountain Drive Road, whatever it is, street, is it? Tonight at, between 3 and 5. So if you're in need of some food for your family, please get out there and take advantage of those things. It's not charity. They're trying to help out their neighbors. So please, you can help out by helping the food pantries in the area. We got to wait. We got a police car going by. I'll wave. I waved, and they're gone. okay. Music. It kind of interesting. I've decided, as most of my listeners know, I'm an atheist, and therefore a funeral doesn't sound appropriate for me. I don't deserve a funeral because I don't believe in the deities that people, you know, talk to. But I would like people to remember me with a kind heart. And so therefore, I thought, what could I do? I could have a memorial where all my friends could get together, and I'm putting together a list of, I don't know, five or six of my favorite, all-time favorite songs, and I'm going to have a tape. I've already pulled together most of the songs. I just haven't put them together in any organization because I'm not very handy with the computer stuff that you have to do that with. I'm going to get my son, who is very handy with that stuff, to help me out. But I'm going to have played at my memorial my five or six favorite songs of all times that have something to do with my life. And I've already started working it out. I have a song that talks about, you know, birth, and a song that talks about my mother and father, and a song talks about my wife and my family, and it goes through my entire life. And the problem is weeding out the songs. I mean, there are, I desperately care for Boys to Men. I know. As a matter of fact, one of my thrills of my lifetime in Marion is when Boys to Men came to the Popcorn Festival, and I got to meet them. I did offer to sing with them, but they didn't take me up on that. I don't understand. Several of my songs will be, well, at least one or two of my songs will have something to do with Boys to Men. I also love Crosby, Nash, Stills, and Young, and one of my favorite songs is Harvest Moon, and I'm going to work that in, and that's done by Neil Young. He wrote it, and I'm going to work that in somehow. I'm not quite sure how that works with my remembrances. But then after my funeral is over, or it won't be a funeral, it'll be a memorial. After it's over, I'm hoping people will go out and have a beer or a glass of wine. Maybe my son will provide wine for it. Wouldn't that be fun? It would be, my son's vineyard is Majestic Oak Vineyard out of Ojai, California. And maybe he'll bring a case or two along so that they can all raise a glass to me. I'd like that. I know I'd like that. But I desperately love music. If I once was watching a show about an older African-American gentleman who hadn't talked to anybody in years. Well, I don't know how many years, but he was kind of in his own brain. He was, nobody could find him, you know, mentally. People were letting him do as he had to do. But he didn't talk to anybody. He just laid in bed, stared at the ceiling, that sort of thing. He was in a nursing home. And I think a son said that maybe he'd like to hear some of his old music. And they put headphones on him with his old music, and he started tapping his finger and even singing along with the music, not loudly, but quietly. And I think there's something to that. I think if you have a family member that's kind of gone deep into their own heads, but are, you know, they're around, but they're not doing anything, maybe put some headphones on them and play their old music. Now, in my case, if I'm the person that you're going to try to bring back, use Boys to Men or old folk music, because I used to sing folk music, or Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, or even the Beatles. And I'm not a huge Beatles fan, but I bet I would tap my finger to them. So music does so much for so many people. I know there are people that think about music like I do. I'd rather do most anything. I'd rather do music, listen to music, than most anything else. When we were sailing and everybody got becalmed, that's what it's called when you don't have any wind. We all got becalmed. There's 60 to 80 boats all around, and somebody turns on their tunes. Now, if you don't like the tunes, you just plug your ears. I'm not a big fan of listening to somebody driving by me in a car playing all their music as loud as possible. Does that bother you? Am I crazy? There are people that want you to listen to their music more than you want to listen to their music. I did have an interesting situation. My son's brother-in-law, okay? In other words, my son's wife's brother. They also live on the vineyard, and he's an excellent bass player. He told me he'd given up playing anymore. They cut several albums, his group, and he was very good at it. So he had developed a music room in his house, and it was phenomenal. He had giant speakers and very fine Marantz player, I think it was. And he had outfitted his music room with some of the finest electronic music reproduction stuff, and including one of the best, I think it was a Bang & Olufsen record player. They call them turntables, I guess. One day I was out visiting my son, and his name's Micah, and Micah said, do you like Willie Nelson? I said, not really. You don't like Willie Nelson? I said, no, I'm not a big country fan. He said, no, I'm talking about Willie Nelson. I'm not talking about general country music. I said, not really. He said, come in and listen. So I went into his sound room, and he turned the music up loud enough that it moved you, but it didn't hurt your ears that level. Do you understand that? Anyway, he turned it up loud enough so that I could listen to vinyl Willie Nelson. In other words, it was being played on a vinyl record on very fine equipment. And I've liked Willie Nelson ever since. that kind of enjoyment of music it gave me goosebumps just remembering that little bit with Micah and me sitting there listening to Willie. Now, Willie doesn't have the finest operatic voice, of course, but boy can he sing and emote. And I do love songs that emote. That's why I like Neil Young. A lot of people say my voice is like Neil Young's, which is not that good. but he can put the words to the song and then say it in his own method that make you really understand what he's singing about. That's why I really like Harvest Moon. Now, Harvest Moon is not a lovey-dovey song. Harvest Moon doesn't have a big, significant story. It doesn't make you want to be anti-war. It doesn't make you want to go out and raise funds for the best people or for the poorest people in the world. It's just a fun song. And if you can ever pull it up, pull up on YouTube, pull up the Harvest Moon video. And it's just happy music. It's boys and girls remember being boys and girls in their 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. And they're just having a good time at a bar, loving each other and being fun. And the music is very lilting. It's kind of a nice song. You need to hear that one. Go to YouTube and pull up Harvest Moon by Neil Young. All right? And I guarantee you, if nothing else, you will remember that you heard that song. All right, well, we're going to break away here in about a minute and a half, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about music, and we'll talk about a little more about gardening, but I'm going to hit on camping and RVing, which is one of my favorite things to do. It's akin to sailing. There is some relationship, and the reason why I like camping and RVing is because I grew up sailing and I loved sailing. So now the problem with camping right now is the price of gas. I looked it up. Let's see. Winnebago is working on a new electric RV camper. It's going to be a Class B, and if you don't know what a Class B is, it's like a big van, and it's going to be a Class V B electric camper. They didn't say how much it's going to cost, but if it's under $100,000, I'd be surprised. That's the problem with all these things. They are so expensive. That's why I did a lot of camping with a tent. All right, well, we'll be back after a few minutes here of our 15-minute break, and you're welcome to call in, 740-383-9944.
You're listening to WW.